Richard, talk to us about those years then and how much fun they were for you and what was going on, because you could see you come in and this place is crowded. This is packed.
When I first came here, you know, coach called me in the office and told me, Richard, you ain't shooting enough. Because the team I played on in high school, we won back-to-back state championships, and we were blowing teams out. I averaged about 20-some points. When I came out here, I was used to playing that role, you know, just kind of balance scoring and stuff. So coach called me in one day and told me that I wasn't shooting enough. And that's kind of when it started.
So you said, all right, I'll show you.
After that, you know, I started scoring a lot of points.
What position were you playing?
I played guard.
And how tall were you?
I'm 6'4".
You're still 6'4".
Yeah, still 6'4".
Coach, you told him to start shooting.
Yeah, I told him if he didn't shoot, I was going to sit him down. Not really, but I mean, I wanted him to shoot that ball because he could do it. He could take off at the half line, behind the half line. And I used to have people say, Coach, how do you do that? I said, well, do you want me to have him shoot one? Well, yeah. Tell Richard to shoot one. I mean, it was that kind of thing. We were trying to really develop a big-time program. Mm-hmm. We had 12 players. Richard was one. The next one was two. The next one was three. Four wasn't doing much. Five didn't do much. Six didn't do too much. I mean, they were good players. I don't mean that they weren't doing much. But he's the guy that was shooting the ball. Yeah. And to this day, I don't believe the way they play.
Richard, shooting just beyond the midcourt, is that something you did in playgrounds? Where did you start perfecting that?
It started in playground. But shooting came easy to me. I always could shoot. But I put a lot of time into it. I played basketball 7 days a week, rain, snow, my hand froze, because I loved it.
In your elementary grades, you were playing ball then?
I started playing basketball when I was in third grade.
And that's what was always your love? It wasn't any other sport?
I played nothing else. I loved to watch football and baseball, but I only played basketball.
As an independent then, was it easy to pick up on games?
That's all a misnomer. It's a damn misnomer about it. Notre Dame plays without that.
But were you able to get games?
Sure.
Who did you play during those years?
I'd have to look it up, but Lord, I had a lot of friends. We played Wisconsin. A guy was a friend of mine. First of all, we wanted to go to New York. You remember?
Yeah.
You remember we went up there?
And okay, who did you play there?
First game we played Memphis State, and then the next game we played St. John.
Was that a tournament that was set up?
NIT.
Oh, in the NIT, mm-hmm. In New York.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That would have been in your...
My junior year.
We would also play other schools that would go up there and play. We could get those people up there to play us. But out here, some of them thought we weren't good enough.
You tried to get games with OU and OSU?
They wouldn't play us.
Why wouldn't they play you?
We would beat them.
They were afraid.
Well, and I'll tell you, when I was at Oklahoma City University, we beat Oklahoma and Oklahoma State on Saturday and Monday. Well, so when I coached at Oklahoma City 2 years.
After you left ORU?
Yes.
But when you were at ORU and an independent and not in the league at all, it was tough to pick up on some of these games because they were afraid that maybe...
No.
Well, OU and OSU wouldn't play.
Well, so what? It didn't make... Abe Lemons. We never could get Abe Lemons to play. Never could get him to play.
Why wouldn't he play you?
Well,
Abe Lemons was the coach at OSU.
I called him up and I talked to him, and finally he said, Trick, don't call us. We ain't going to play you. But later on, he wanted to play us because he was struggling. Sure, there were some of those people. But we had people coming here to play from California, from New York, mm-hmm. from Chicago. We didn't have any trouble. That's a misnomer. A lot of these people think that. I'd be an independent now if it's me. I'd want my team to go to Chicago to play.
How about Tulsa University back when Richard was there? You didn't play TU.
No.
Tulsa didn't want to play us. Wouldn't play us. They finally played us one game there, and we lose by 1 point.
When you were there, Richard?
No, we never played Tulsa.
Never?
That was the fifth year.
All the 4 years you were there, TU would not play you.
No, but the fifth year, they played us.
After he had graduated.
They played.
And then
but we had all those good players.
You still had, because Anthony Roberts had come along by that time, too, so he was still playing.
Yes.